This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Club hoppers complain about the 2 a.m. closing time here in Los Angeles, grumbling when the bartender yells last call at 1:30. But in Thailand, a country known for some great nightlife, leaders are trying to close certain bars, clubs, and discos even earlier, at midnight. The curfew was supposed to take effect March 1st, but mounting protests forced the government to postpone the curfew indefinitely. Duahli Saikau Tao reports from Bangkok.
No good. No good.
A tuk-tuk taxi driver expresses his view of the recently passed law closing most nightclubs and bars in Thailand at midnight. He makes most of his money after 12 o'clock, picking up customers from streets like Soi Cowboy off of Sukhumvit Road, an area famous for its nightlife. Women in matching uniforms call out to customers and entice them with special drink offers. Bars with names like The Dollhouse, Toy, and Susie Wong draw clients from all around the world. This hostess, who declined to give her name, said the 1,000 or so girls working here would have lost much of their income and some even their jobs.
It's bad, yeah. Because you see, many person come to Soi Cowboy, yeah. The business, for businessmen, the tourists come. I don't know what's going on next month.
At Q Bar on Soi 11, a hotspot for expats and Thais, co-owner David Jacobson says the curfew should never be enforced.
I think Thailand's going to sort of become a joke. I mean, at least as far as tourism and nightlife goes. I mean, I think they're being laughed at, really. The only countries that do this kind of thing are like communist Vietnam. They do this kind of thing where they close bars at 12, you know, or Laos or places like that, but very dictatorial countries.
He also criticized the government's decision to exempt three entertainment zones from the curfew.
The only three zones they've approved for late-night entertainment is Papong, where the sex industry is, Ratchadaw Pizak, where the massage parlors are, and RCA, where the very young Thai kids go. So it makes no sense.
But to Dr. Nopadon Ina, Deputy Secretary General to the Prime Minister, curfews and entertainment zones are sensible for Thailand.
As a Thai citizen, I will be very proud, and I think it is our responsibility and duty for our generation to hand it over the better social order to the next generation.
According to government data, Thais in 26 of 76 provinces wanted no nightlife activities at all, and people in the remaining 50 provinces wanted the government to restrict entertainment venues to designated areas. Parents, Dr. Nopadon said, are especially in favor of curfews.
The parents would like us to set up the rule and regulation also, just to help their children. So they think that if we have the new regulation like this, somehow we can assist, you know, their family very effective.
But critics say the Thai government should not try to dictate morality. Back at Q Bar, David Jacobson says tourists can only see so many temples in Thailand. One of his DJs, who calls himself Buddha, says the midnight closing would have been the end of nightlife in Thailand.
Basically, I come from London and we don't go out till 12 o'clock and usually rave till 6 o'clock in the morning. And 2 o'clock's bad enough in Bangkok, but to kill it at 12 o'clock, it's going to kill us. That's the entertainment business, killed, dead.
The midnight curfew has been shelved for the time being. A 1 a.m. closing is planned for newly established businesses starting April 1st, and a 10 o'clock curfew for anyone under 18 is expected to go into effect at the end of the month. For NPR News, I'm Duahli Saikau Tao in Bangkok.